Yesterday, while I was at the gym, where I usually listen to podcasts when I work out, I listened to an episode of Throughline, which traces something modern back to its roots of what made the event possible or helps us to understand it for today. Yesterday, the podcast I listened to concerned Charles Dickens, with a focus on his classic novel, A Christmas Carol. It outlined how it was that this novel came about and the challenges he faced in getting it published. A significant moment in Dickens' life concerned his journey to the United States in 1842. Here is how this is described in Throughline. Dickens' stories and his face were especially popular in the United States. So in 1842, he set off on a ship with very, very high hopes, expecting that he was going to absolutely love it. No visitor can ever have set foot on those shores, he wrote, with a stronger faith in the Republic than I had when I landed in America. And Dickens thought that this great American experiment could yield lessons for the rest of the world, particularly in the United Kingdom. However, what he found was not quite to his liking. Dickens is quoted as saying this: "All that is loathsome, drooping, decayed is here." He found, unfortunately, that there was too great an emphasis on materialism, too great an emphasis on the love of money, and too great an obsession with celebrity. Shortly after his return to London, Dickens received a parliamentary report describing the plight of poor children. It is said he wept at what he read. From these two experiences, A Christmas Carol was born. We celebrate Christmas as an antidote what we so often see in the world. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Upon those who dwelt in the land of gloom, a light has shone. How wonderful it is that you are here. Let me say that again. How wonderful it is that you are here. For regardless of your circumstances in life, it is most likely you have experienced darkness and gloom. I know I have. So, it is good that you are here. Because the celebration of the Incarnation, Jesus, the second person of the Blessed Trinity, becomes fully human while remaining fully divine. The Incarnation serves as a reminder that God is with us, the meaning of the word Emmanuel. Christmas is a powerful statement that despite all that is wrong in the world and in our lives, we are loved more than we can possibly know or imagine. So, it is good that you are here because sin need not be the final story of your life. Christmas means that regardless of your sins, no matter how bad you think they are, the power of God's love is stronger, more powerful, long-lasting. It is good that you are here because your presence signals faith in the unconditionally loving God who is still active in our world. It tells us that violence is not the final word. The Prince of Peace will ultimately win the victory. It is good that you are here because you believe that God can still change hearts and make them generous, kind, and loving. Not just generous, kind, and loving to those we love and easily get along with, but more importantly, with everyone. All people, regardless of their circumstances. For Christmas tells each one of us that this little baby will reach out to the broken, the lost, the abandoned, the forgotten. Christmas tells us that in our own lives, brokenness can be healed. When we are lost, we can be found. That even when we are abandoned, we are never really abandoned. And when it seems that we have been forgotten, we are always truly kept in the mind of God. If Jesus, God, can become human, then it is clear God can change our hearts. Encouraging the poor changed the life and heart of Dickens. So too, regardless of our personal circumstances, God can change your heart too. That Jesus becomes incarnate, fully God and fully human, means that being human is infinitely good. We are made in the image and likeness of God. So too is everyone else. And so it is good that you are here because every one of us needs Christmas. We all need to be reminded of just how much it is that God loves us. We all need to be reminded that with God, all things are possible and no one, absolutely no one, is beyond or outside his love. It is for this reason that Pope Francis chose the theme of hope for the Jubilee year that began this evening at the Vatican. We live in a world that desperately needs to rediscover the positive virtue of hope. What are we to do then? Bring glad tidings. Announce peace. Bear good news. Announce salvation. Because Christmas is all about giving gifts. And what greater gift is there than the presence of Jesus in our midst? Be sure to share this gift with everyone.